We've seen robotics at CES in the past, but usually they're surrounded by some sort of safety cage because robots can't work with humans. Well, that all changes here at Bosch. I'm speaking with Franz. And Franz, what is your position at Bosch?
I'm director in Bosch, responsible for the collaborative robotic and for the IT shop floor solution, for our software solutions. And what I can show you here today is what we see here, collaborative robotic. What does it mean? Humans and robots work close together. What we have done for that is we developed an electronical sensor skin, and because of the sensor skin, the robot stops before touching the human. And that's the reason why it's allowed that the human and the robot can work together. What you see here is an APAS workstation. The human can do an identification on the table, then the table goes to the right position. The work introductions you can see here change to the right language for the worker. And then the general idea is that the human and the robot work together. The robot supports the human. He does the stupid pick and place. And the human do the complex stuff, easy to do in automation for if you have low volumes. And that's the point.
This is amazing because every time I've seen an industrial robot, there's always been a lot of caution because these are powerful machines that could do a lot of damage to the human body. Yeah. The fact that you've put the design work into making sure that that can't happen, it's almost like the start of Asimov's law of robotics. This robot can do no harm. In fact, can you show us what happens if a human gets too close to the operating robot?
You see here, I'm not close enough. You see 5 centimeters before he touched me, he stops. And then if I go away, you see he will restart. And then if I come close to him, he stops.
Oh, what about the little attachment at the bottom? I mean, could you get your finger stuck in there? Could it do some damage?
It's also safe. There is no force who can hurt your hand. It's also tested. We do this and we have grippers who snapped inside if it touched a human.
This is very different. I mean, this is the start of Iron Man's the workshop, where he has robots who actually help him with his tasks.
Correct.
Where can you bring this technology? I mean, right now it's set up for an industrial setting, but does Bosch see this as something that will eventually end up in homes and small businesses?
Yeah, we're currently searching for each kind of business where the robot can support the humans, each kind of jobs you can imagine. And we have a lot of other ideas where we can do that, for example, in the food area and so on, where the robot can do some stuff and so on. A lot of different areas and business fields we want to go with this robot technology in the future.
Franz, thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for sharing this technology. If they wanted to find out more about Bosch, if they wanted to find out more about your robots, more about perhaps what this new assistive technology can do, where should they go?
To our Bosch APAS homepage.
Thank you very much. And I, for one, welcome our robotic overlords.